The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
No marriage, no dating, no birthing, no sex. These are the four core tenets of the 4B movement, a radical feminist campaign which originated in South Korea. It means young women are swearing off men. And in the aftermath of Donald Trump's election, it has gained some more traction worldwide. Now, to explain more of this movement, we are joined by Catherine Kim, assistant editor of Political Magazine. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How did the 4B movement start?
So it started in the late 2010s in South Korea, as you mentioned, in these feminist circles, but it really gained steam following the 2018 Me Too reckoning in Korea, and then again following Korea's presidential election in 2022. It was a similar election as it was in the U.S., where a conservative presidential candidate ran a pretty controversial campaign capitalizing on the gender divide, and I think a lot of women, like the U.S. women are right now, felt vulnerable and really started living by a lot of the principles that have been mentioned in 4B.
Now, you were talking with a cousin of yours, a recent college graduate from Korea visiting America for the first time, and you asked her, how's your love life?
Mm-hmm.
And she said?
And she told me, I just don't want to date. I have no interest in dating men. What I found most striking was just this future that she envisioned for herself was just something that it wasn't something that I thought of for myself. Like a lot of women hadn't thought of for themselves, but had become so normal among Korean women. Just this life of not wanting to date, not wanting to marry, just wanting to build a life with other single women in this own community built on solidarity.
It does seem as if in South Korea there is a huge gap between the sexes in terms of there's a gender pay gap, for example, and also in terms of violence between romantic partners, it's at a very high level.
Definitely. I think Korea is somewhat of the extreme end of the spectrum. Like you mentioned, it has the highest gender pay gap. It is one, according to Gender Inequality Index, it is one of the lowest. It has one of the lowest gender inequality rankings pretty consistently. The violence, I think, is what the driving factor is behind a lot of these movements in Korea. I would say over the past 5 years, we've seen an increase in a lot of high profile assault / murder cases of women that are really just decorating each news, newsstands, news shows. And so that really prompts women to feel unsafe and wanting to feel like they can do something to remedy the situation.
And there seems to be a feeling among women that even guys who may come across as nice guys, there may be misogyny not too far underneath.
Definitely. I think there's a wariness, I think, amongst a lot of young women. And like you said, they just truly don't know who the real guy is, if the person that they're seeing in front of them is actually the nice guy they're presenting themselves. And I think, and I go back to my cousin just because it was so striking, is just feeling tired by wondering what if. Just that ounce of doubt that's been rooted in a lot of young women, I think, is enough for people to feel exhausted of having to just like navigate all these different questions of, is he a good guy? Is he misogynistic? Is what I'm seeing real? I think that's definitely why.
So that question, am I safe, is fundamental to all of this. And yet in popular culture, you know, the videos you see of pop groups and so on, be they male or female, youth culture in Korea does seem to be more egalitarian. Is that misleading?
I wouldn't say misleading per se. I would say that what is shown on TV, online, is always very different from what happens on the ground. I think a big part is that, and I mentioned this briefly in a story I wrote about 4B, is that feminism itself is a very dicey subject in Korea. And so a lot of these conversations about safety and feminism are held like behind closed doors, again, for the issue of safety. And so that's why a lot of women don't say that they're part of 4B. A lot of women don't say that they're feminists. And that is for reasons of safety, because they're worried of being harassed of saying that they're feminists, because that happens in Korea. And so a lot of these conversations are happening behind closed doors. And I think that's where you see the gap of what's being shown on the public face versus behind closed doors.
And in the United States, you know, the slogan that women were using in terms of campaigning for Kamala Harris, you know, my body, my choice. This is, you know, an antidote to the Trump idea that he will protect women whether they like it or not. But there are men then responding with your body, my choice, which is so offensive.
Yeah. And I think that really, I think that your body, my choice slogan that's being thrown around by men, by some men online, just really speaks to the vulnerability that women are feeling. I think a big reason why the women who are most intrigued by the 4B movement, the reason why that they're unhappy is the worry that Donald Trump will embolden a lot of men in their sexism and in their misogynistic language. And lo and behold, that is what we're seeing in these comments.
Well, it's an interesting development. Whether it will take hold and persist in the United States, it's hard to measure, because so many women, particularly white women, voted for Donald Trump in spite of his very evident misogyny. It's hard to know how that will all evolve. Catherine Kim, assistant editor of Political Magazine, thank you very much for joining us talking about the 4B movement. And I was trying to think how we would translate it, because the 4Bs are based on Korean, but we should use no boyfriends, no bunking, no brides, no birthing. They are the 4Bs if you translate it into English.
Well, the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.